The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle.
He spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
Get it on. It's 11:06, and we are back with The Restaurant Show. I'm your host, Mike Boyle. Happy to have you with me. It is Sunday, May 31st in Denver. We're on News Talk 710 KNUS in Colorado Springs, AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer, we're talking about masks. We're talking about, I have got the CDC updated guidelines for reopening restaurants and dining rooms and bars across the country. Some of this stuff you almost have to laugh at. Did you know that bananas are a happy fruit? Eating just one can help you relieve irritable emotions, anger, or depression. Maybe instead of that idiot mayor of Minneapolis passing out masks to the rioters, they're not protesters, to the rioters in downtown Minneapolis, maybe instead of giving them face masks, you ought to give them bananas. 303-696-1971. Let's go to Rusty. Rusty wanted to weigh in, held graciously through the news. Rusty, welcome to the show.
Two things have come up since I decided, since I addressed what it was I wanted to talk about. And can I mention those?
Well, hurry. I've got about 3 minutes for you before the break.
Oh, okay. Well, first, you're probably treading on thin ice suggesting that they give the protesters bananas, but that's okay. Second, I was surprised to hear the announcement that the show is paid for by you. They should pay you to be on the radio, shouldn't they?
I've been telling them that for years, Rusty, but
really?
I'll pass that along. Hopefully, you know, the regional VP and general manager listens to this show quite often, especially on Sunday. So if he's listening, I appreciate it. And I do want to make sure that he understands that you're just a listener and not a relative.
Yeah, not at all. As far as masks, you know, I hope I can develop this point for a minute. Who knows what the effectiveness is of masks? If everyone wore masks and did all the sanitation, maybe it would reduce the virus by some percentage, whether it's 5% or 70%. Who knows? But as a small business owner myself, and as a champion of restaurants as well, I just went out to breakfast, in fact, I really think people should wear masks, and they should do all the things that we're being asked to do, so that they will not feel compelled to close us again. Because having your business closed is 100 times worse than having to wear a mask. And I understand how people are, I think they're terribly uncomfortable. But, you know, I just feel like it's the right thing to do right now. Not so much to stamp out the coronavirus, but to support small businesses that would be the first people that would be closed and hurt if it spikes up again and they decide to close things.
That was the point that Jean made in an email I read in the last in the last hour. She said, "If putting on a mask is her small part to help small businesses remain open, that's fine." You understand as a small businessman, Rusty, that Jared Polis doesn't give a rat's butt about your business, don't you? You understand that, don't you?
I am one who feels that given the pressures on him and everything he's had to balance, I think Polis has done a pretty good job with this, honestly. Much better than Hancock. And, you know, there just could have been a lot more nuance in all aspects of this, but it happened so quickly. I mean, it was like an avalanche, you know. Happened so quickly, and
music tells me I've got to take a break, but I'll tell you what. Jared Polis is a power-hungry Democrat governor, completely out of control. We'll be back on the Restaurant Show.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and you know, the holidays are over, spring is coming, you're going to want to do some spring cleaning. What about the carpets? What about the upholstery? The family's gone, the guests are gone, the holidays are over, you're going to want that place all spiffy for the summer. Why not call Mike Bagnall at Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400, 303-797-6400. You know, I'm a bachelor, so I keep the house pretty clean, but I got a dog recently, I got Bailey the Mexican Street Dog, so I got to keep those carpets just a little bit cleaner, the upholstery just a little bit cleaner, and I'm telling you what, he does a great job. Bagnall Carpet Cleaning, 303-797-6400. They've got great technicians. They'll be there on time. They'll do what they say they're going to do. The prices are reasonable. Tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on the Restaurant Show, but if you need your carpets and upholstery clean, Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400.
You know, Sue Albert has operated Fat Albert's in Greeley for a long time, so you know that she was going to be around when the big shutdown was over. Well, she's around, up and running, and serving the same great American cuisine she's served for over 38 years. She's got a menu that includes meat, chicken, and fish entrees, even including the really popular liver and onions. Sue offers sandwiches, salads, and of course, the biggest seller, the Monte Cristo sandwich. And Fat Albert's is known for their pies, pecan, peanut butter, banana cream, and Mike's favorite, the French Silk, a chocolate cream pie with a delicious crust, lots of chocolate and whipped cream piled high. That's just to name a few. Get a slice or take home a whole pie. Fat Albert's has a full liquor license, plenty of free parking, and offers dine-in and takeout. But with the warm weather here, why not sit out on the patio, get a little sunshine, enjoy your meal? Fat Albert's is located at 1717 23rd Avenue in Greeley. For days and hours of operation, give them a call at 970-356-1999 or check out their hours and the entire menu at fatalberts.com. You know, if a place has been around for over 38 years, it's got to be good. Fat Albert's in Greeley. Say hello to Sue and tell her you heard about it on the Restaurant Show. You know, sometimes it's nice to take a leisurely drive to the mountains. Maybe head out 285 to Aspen Park near Conifer and visit DW's 285 Diner. And now that the shutdown is lifted, it'd be nice to get out for a drive. DW's is still offering takeout and would love to see you for dine-in. Jeff and Janine, the owners, also own Tommy's Sub at Quincy and C470. And Tommy's is also open for takeout and dine-in and serving what Mike considers to be one of the best Philly cheesesteaks in town. And guess what? DW's is also serving Tommy's Subs. Confused? Don't be. DW's is open serving breakfast and lunch. DW's and Tommy's Subs are both serving fabulous sub sandwiches. DW's has been around for over a decade, and Tommy's has been around for over 25 years. So you know both are really good. So maybe start, if you're in the Conifer area, with breakfast at DW's. Huevos, skillets, maybe a big burger for lunch, then take home a Tommy's Sub for dinner. Got your whole day covered. If you're in the C470 and Quincy area, stop by Tommy's for a sub. Choose from ham, salami, turkey, tuna, or get Mike's favorite, the Philly cheesesteak. Made the right way. Ribeye steak, and Jeff even brings in the Amoroso bread rolls from Philly. Two great places, Tommy's Subs and DW's. Is 285 Diner.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song.
All right, 13 minutes after 11 o'clock, we've got Susan, Rusty, and Ron in the drawing for a $50 gift certificate to the Trestles Coastal Cuisine. It's a wonderful restaurant, and if you say, well, Mike, I'm not much into seafood, they've got a filet, they've got a rack of lamb. If you want to go at lunch, they've got a burger that will blow you away. They've got a nice steak salad that you can enjoy. So anyway, if you'd like to get in the drawing, give me a call at 303-696-1971. We can talk about anything you want to talk about, talking a little bit about masks and you know, here's the thing that, matter of fact, I read this on the air yesterday. You can riot, burn down businesses, loot, and not be arrested. But you can be arrested for going to church. You know what? That's where I don't agree with anything that has been imposed on these shutdowns. Do I think that we needed to take some precautions? Do I think that we needed to be alerted? Do I think that we needed to close our borders? Absolutely. But I'll tell you something. When you have the inconsistencies of you can only have three, four, five people in this small business, but you can have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds in a Walmart or a Costco or a Safeway, there's been no consistency, and there's been very little that makes a lot of sense to me. 303-696-1971. So if you want to wear a mask, I agree with Ron from Morrison. If the business owner wants you to wear a mask, then I think out of courtesy to him, you can decide whether or not you want to go into that business or not, whether or not you need those goods and services that he happens to be providing. But this has been completely out of control. So, and I got to tell you something. I, in my heart of hearts, do not believe that Jared Polis would have even begun to lift the restriction if there wouldn't be the headline that I read yesterday. In the lockdown fight for local control, Colorado counties begin to ignore state edicts. I think legitimately one of the reasons that the restaurants are being opened up is because of some of the underground movements to open a bunch of restaurants rather than one, where one local police department can swoop in and crush that violator. I think it's the same thing with churches. Churches all across the country have said, we're opening for church. And you know what? If enough of them open, there are not enough police officers or law enforcement agencies to issue enough tickets. So my attitude is, I think you need to be respectful of law and order. But I think that, I got an email yesterday from Billy. Billy's a 30-year retired Air Force officer. He said, I had to follow a lot of stupid rules from stupid leaders, but I never followed an illegal one. And I think that and Attorney General Barr, I think the Department of Justice, some of these people are beginning to say, you know what, some of these things are borderline illegal. All right, those are just my thoughts. 303-696-1971. I'm going to share with you I've got this list, and CDC updates guidelines for reopening restaurant dining rooms and bars. A COVID-19 contact person should be appointed for each shift. Oh, stop it. All right. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a new set of more detailed guidelines for restaurants, following a more limited guidance released last week. You know what the difference is between a new set of detailed guidelines following the more limited guidelines released? More restrictive. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I'm sorry, who do we have? All right, I'll get to Tim in just a moment. Oh, is that Tim in Castle Pines? Let me talk to Tim in Castle Pines.
Hey, Mike, how are you? It's your good friend Tim in Castle Pines.
Yes, and Tim, this has actually gotten comedic. Comic. Did Jim get your name and address?
He got me, and I'm fine. I'm just
delighted you know
to
what?
Talk to you.
I know, but you know what? I've owed you a gift certificate for a couple months now to Trestles, and you even called a couple weeks ago. You had just gotten back from Wyoming, where they have no restrictions on anything up there, and if they didn't have winter and wind up there, I'd probably think about moving up there. But at any rate, and we got the address, and of course, it fell into the black hole. So we have it now, right?
No worries.
Do we have your address?
You've got me. I gave it to him, and we're good, and I love Trestles, so that'll be fantastic.
Okay, well, listen, let me just tell you something. If we lose the address today, we're going to be looking for a producer. We're going to see if Tim would like to produce the show. Okay?
I have two thoughts about these rioters. First, I was watching some of it on the news, and they look like white liberals that have crawled out of their parents' basement. They don't even look like it's just a mess. I just can't even believe what's happening in our country. I guess I can believe it, but just absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah, I agree with you, but you know, and I love it when people are. There's a difference between being surprised by it and being shocked by it. You know what? I'm surprised. Aren't you surprised to see how a Minneapolis police officer with three other guys conducted themselves? I mean, I'm just.
Awful.
I love it when all the race baiters. We're going to take a break, but don't go away, Tim. I love it when all the race baiters say, we've got to have a conversation about race in this country. That's all the hell we talk about. We're going to go ahead and take a break and get back to Tim and Castle Pines when we come back on The Restaurant Show, 303-696-1971.
Tonight, the bottle let me down.
News Talk 710, KNUS.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know that I love to travel. We talk a lot about travel. It's called The Restaurant Show, but it's The Restaurant and Travel Show. I've been taking groups of listeners on trips since 1997, working with Darlene Stacey over at Red Carpet World Travel. Got some great trips coming up in 2020, but I want to tell you about my daughter. I must have passed on that travel bug to her because she founded her own company. It's called Gusto Mexico, G-U-S-T-O, GustoMexico.com. And if you know what Gusto means, it means I like Mexico. And what she's inviting you to do is to come down to Mexico and lose your mind and come to your senses, where you're going to experience the taste, smells, touches, sights, and sound of that beautiful country just south of the border. GustoMexico.com. She's going to be taking groups to Tulum and Sayulita and Oaxaca and Ensenada, so you can really immerse yourself in Mexico. Check it out at GustoMexico.com.
You know, if the challenges of 2020 have shown us anything, it's that we really appreciate people and businesses who support our community. There's probably no company more involved throughout Colorado than folks at Pepsi Bottling Company. By keeping their people employed, keeping their truckers working and trucks on the road, keeping our stores and restaurants supplied with great Pepsi products, or even through challenging times, keeping involved in community and civic causes, Pepsi has been there. And did you know that Pepsi also supports our military by employing over 100 veterans throughout the state? All that's important, but it's also important that you know about the great lineup of Pepsi products. Pepsi Regular, including the original Pure Cane Sugar Pepsi in the glass bottle, and all of their other products. Diet, Zero, Mountain Dew, Mug Root Beer, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, not to forget Gatorade, Propel Energy Drink, and Lipton Tea. Pepsi also has a long line of snack products as well, including Lay's Potato Chips, Ruffles, Doritos, Cheetos, and many more. So stop by and pick up some Pepsi products. Pepsi may be a big international company, but they've always been there for us. For Colorado, Pepsi.
The restaurant owners that were hustlers, people that really promoted and came up with good marketing ideas before the pandemic, they did reasonably well weathering the storm during the shutdown. Two of those owners are John Jordan and his partner, owners of the Tailgate Tavern on Main Street in Parker, and now they're back to full service. Great marketeers serving great food. You can still take out, but why not dine in and enjoy the friendly neighborhood environment of the Tailgate, a place where you really feel like everybody knows your name. They're doing their hugely popular Burger Mondays, the Buffalo Wing Wednesdays, Prime Rib Thursdays, and the wildly popular Fish Fry on Friday. And they're still taking the time to support local charities, veterans organizations, the Parker business community, and even doing benefits for healthcare providers in their area. So when you do something nice for yourself, getting some really good food from the Tailgate and at very reasonable prices, you're doing something nice for others. The Tailgate Tavern also has one of the biggest and best patios in the metro area. The Tailgate is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and has a wonderful, friendly staff that would love to see you. The Tailgate Tavern in Parker.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
All right, 24 minutes after 11, a little strawberry wine. Let's go back to Tim, then we're going to go on up to Minneapolis. But, Tim, welcome back.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mike. Two quick comments. The thing about Minneapolis is they've just had poor leadership for about 50 years, and you can see it with this mayor and other mayors. And it just trickles down, and it's really it's sad and it's disgraceful. But for about 50 years, they've had just absolutely pathetic leadership, and it leads to activity like we're seeing with those police officers, and it leads to just a really bad culture, and that's what they have there. It was about 3 years ago that an Australian woman was shot at point blank range by a police officer as she was going to get help. I mean, it's just it all comes back to these cities like Baltimore, Detroit, and the kind of leadership they've had for generations, unfortunately.
I don't understand, and we'll give Judy a chance to respond. She's calling from Minneapolis. I don't understand how a mayor can let a police force evacuate an area that they are chosen to protect, their police precinct be burned down, and then announce that he's passing out masks to the rioters so that they will be protected from COVID-19. To me, that you know, if you had been locked in the trunk of your car, if you'd been out of the country, if you'd been on another planet, Tim, for the last week, and somebody told you that, you wouldn't believe them.
No.
You'd say that's not right. That's not possible. You're kidding me. Next thing you're going to tell me, the moon's made out of green cheese. I think it's absolutely crazy. Tim,
one quick thing on masks. Can I give you one last thing on masks and I'll run?
Of course.
These guys driving around with masks, my neighbor washing his car with a mask, no one's around him, people in their cars wearing a mask. It's like wearing a condom to bed and sitting there by yourself.
That's a visual. I have to tell you, Dennis Prager, I think, does such a miraculous, wonderful job, tremendous job, Monday through Fridays on our Salem broadcasting stations.
Mm-hmm.
He just talks about this stuff and how fear adverse we are. And he just does such a wonderful job putting this in perspective. And he's really, when Dennis Prager gets wound up, that for the rest of us would be wound spring tight. But, when he just gets talking about this stuff, it's really amazing to listen to him. All right, Jim, this gift certificate is going in the mail tomorrow. I promise.
Thank you. Thanks for your time. Have a good week.
You're welcome. 303-696-1971. Let's go to Judy in Minneapolis. And I got to tell you something. I like Minneapolis. I like the people up there.
Oh, good.
I don't like the weather. I don't like the winters. And I don't like the mosquito season. But I think
other than that, we do pretty well, huh?
Oh, and you've got some great steakhouses. When I was up there for the baseball All-Star game at Target Field, a listener called up, and, because there's a steakhouse that starts with an M that a lot of people go to.
Manny's.
But there's another one that this person from Minneapolis called up and said, you got, and it's something like J.D. Hoyt's or something like that.
Oh, yes, that's exactly what it is.
We went there, I'm telling you what, we had about eight of us, and had ourselves a great, great time. It's a bunch of guys that I've gone to the All-Star game with for years. Matter of fact, the boss at Salem Broadcasting happened to be at corporate meetings that week, joined us. What a wonderful place, and how nice those people are. I think it's a fun town. It's a shame to see what's going on up there.
Well, it is, and... I've been listening to some of your people. By the way, I found your restaurant. I grew up in Denver, but I found your restaurant, station, because on WCCO radio the other night when I couldn't sleep, I heard one of our commentators was talking to one of yours, and that's what led me to check and see what this was about.
Well, Is WCCO part of Salem Broadcasting? We're all in Denver. I'm on Salem Broadcasting. It's out of Camarillo, California.
I don't think so. It's a CBS. Well, that has nothing to do. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
This personality, I think, knew. They both knew each other. I think that's how it happened. But anyway, Here's my conundrum. How do you know when you see, as this gentleman said he did, white people throwing things and looting and that sort of thing, how do you know whether they're white liberals or white nationals? How can you tell?
You know what? The questions about this whole situation, Judy, are way too many to answer on a two-hour show. I will tell you this.
But you can't tell. I don't know.
And I try not to wring my hands and get all upset about it. And I know that the mayor says that they're all from out of town and so forth and so on. But I'll just tell you something. I don't understand the mentality. I just don't understand. Now you say, well, Mike, you supported the protest in Huntington Beach, California, where those kids all want to go to the beach. Yeah, they were standing on the corner with their surfboards, for crying out loud. They just wanted to paddle out.
Poor things. It breaks
yes,
my heart.
And there's a,
now, how would
there's
you
a,
feel, though, how, and we don't know, how would you feel if you said, all right, you really, you guys need a break. Go do it. And what if they did get sick? I mean, we don't know whether they're going to get sick or not. None of us knows enough about it. But how would you feel? Was the risk worth it?
I think that, but Judy, I don't think that any of us should be making that decision for others.
Well,
you know
someone's
what?
Got to. Then we are all victims. If they are right, and we don't know, you're right, but if they are, and they didn't make the decision to do something, then what do? Just ride it out?
Yeah, but you know what, Judy?
What do we do to get rid of it?
But Judy, every time, Judy, I always hear that we've got to do something. And I will tell you.
Well, no, you tell me why we don't have to do something.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you what we did. We did plenty of things. We shut down the borders, but I don't think that it's necessary to shut down the entire economy of the United States for a virus.
No, I get that because, the economy is important. So then we have to decide if you're right. And
if it'll only, on one hand, and one of my talk show host friends in Denver, who's retired now, used to say, there's the mentality that if it will only save one life, it's worth it. Well,
I'm not approaching it that way. Because
I agree
you probably
with
would
President
think
Trump when he says the cure for this thing is turning out to be worse than the disease. And so my personal opinion is that if you are concerned about COVID-19, if you are concerned about sitting next to one of your coworkers that may have a cold or whatever, then you have to make the individual determination. Now, I understand that companies have rules. I understand that the government has to govern. But I think that this is, Judy, what we have done is way, way, way over the top.
I don't know what I think.
It sounds like you agree with the inconsistencies from state to state. And I'll tell you something. I've been in the media now for 30 years. And I don't care whether it was a host at our station or a host at WCCO. I think that we feed on this stuff. I will tell you this, and I already told the restaurants here that as we began to open up, I told a restaurateur on the air, I said, I will tell you this, that the media will scour the town, the county, the state, the country to find somebody. There was a headline today that cases of pneumonia are popping up in Florida, and it may be related to COVID. So my point is that the speculation on what could happen, the could have, would have, could have, should have, I think it was too much. That's my opinion. And
yeah, the one thing we know is that COVID is
right
real.
Now, I talk to people every day that tell me they are still scared to death to go out to a restaurant that's opened. They will go to the grocery store.
And it's a dilemma. You have to decide, is money more important than health, and you can decide that it is, and then you need to keep it open.
No, they're not mutually exclusive. You do not have to have one or the other.
You might if you don't do something, though.
But you keep saying could, and you keep saying might, well, and you keep saying maybe.
I know, because how do we know?
Nobody knows the answer to all of that type of stuff. So you have got to decide within the bounds of reason. Life is for the living. I'll tell you this, Judy. I'd rather die living than live dead. All right, Judy, you can hold if you want through the break. We've got to take a break. 303-696-1971. But this stuff has been way, way over the top. And the governors and the healthcare officials and the first responders, they're still all getting their checks while you're sitting at home now.
It started with a craving. Hey, we've all craved a good burger, right? Well, that's what happened to Jeff Richard and his two sons. While spending a little father and son time, they got hungry and burgers really sounded good. The more they talked, the more they thought, no place came to mind. Well, then an idea was born. Dad, why don't you and Mom open a really, really good burger place? The next thing you know, Jeff and his wife, Jaren, have three Crave Real Burgers. Crave Real Burgers. The original in Castle Rock with two others in Highlands Ranch and Colorado Springs. Sure, they got the basic burger, big, thick, juicy, but maybe try one of the specialty burgers, like the Sin City, Love Stinks, the Three Little Pigs, the Luther, served between two glazed donuts, or a house favorite, the Nutty Professor, with peanut butter, bacon, jalapenos, and onion. And that's only the start. There are plenty more to choose from. Crave also has appetizers, sandwiches, and salads. Wash everything down with a delicious milkshake. Crave Real Burgers is open 7 days a week for both lunch and dinner at all three locations. Jeff was trained at the Culinary Institute, so you know he has talent, and he's put together some different, interesting, and delicious burgers. Some even have won or placed in numerous burger competitions. Crave Real Burgers. For a while now, folks have had the perfect excuse for getting home a little late. You know, I've been at the office. If people wanted to assume that you meant the work office, well, hey, that's their problem. But you probably meant the Office Kitchen and Bar on 3rd Street in Castle Rock. Owned and operated by Mike Hernandez, the office has that comfortable, relaxed neighborhood bar and grill atmosphere where you can wind down after a busy day at your other office. Beers, burgers, and bourbon highlight the menu, along with plenty of salads, sandwiches, and even a few Mexican items. The fish tacos are great, but if the office excuse is getting a little lame, just say you're heading over to the library. What could be the harm in that? Well, obviously we're talking about Mike's other place near the Castle Rock Adventist Hospital called the Library. The Library has that same laid-back feel of the office. Good food, full-service bar. You can just sit back and read the menu. And now Mike has a third place. It's in Parker, and it's called the Gym. Pizzas, burgers, full bar, games. So whichever excuse you want to use, whichever place you want to visit, the office or the library in Castle Rock or the gym in Parker, you're going to get a good meal, relax a little, and feel right at home.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and we all enjoy the foods of China, right? The sesame chicken, the Mongolian beef, but would you like to get some authentic Chinese food? Well, then you need to stop by the Volcano Asian Cuisine, 9632 East Arapahoe Road, just east of I-25, because Jay, the owner, he's from China. And yes, he understands that we like the westernized dishes, the hot and sour soup, the egg drop soup, but he also wants to serve the dishes of his home country. It's also called the Asian cuisine because you know what? They do sushi over there as well. It's a beautiful sit-down restaurant. You can go in and you can have a date night. They got a full-service bar. You can also do carry-out if you would like. It's called the Volcano. The Volcano Asian Cuisine. The Volcano Chinese Sushi Restaurant. 9632 East Arapahoe Road. 303-662-8111. They are open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and I know that they would love to see you. And tell Jay you heard about it from Mike Boyle on the restaurant. Show.
Pop open an ice cold Pepsi while you enjoy more of the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
Well, it's a bloody merry morning, baby. Left me without
all right, coming up at 11:39, and if I didn't have a little exercise and a little yard work to get done after the show, I might have a Bloody Mary today. Boy, I'll tell you what, 303-696-1971. We got Judy, Rusty, Ron, and Susan in the drawing for a gift certificate to Trestle's Coastal Cuisine. I want to thank Judy for calling from Minneapolis. Judy wanted to know if I thought that our governor was more power-conscious, more power-hungry than our president. I'll answer that very quickly. There's an old saying that when the Democrats, I beg your pardon, when the Republicans take office, when the Republicans are elected,
they take office. When the Democrats are elected, they take power. And yes, I think that Jared Polis is a power-hungry, power-mad governor who doesn't care anything about the well-being of the small business people in this state and therefore the very majority of the population of this state. I think that Donald Trump cares about the country. I think Jared Polis cares about his ideology. All right? Now, I am a Trump guy 100%. Does he do stuff that I take exception to? Of course he does. But I'll tell you one thing. I think that he cares about this country. And I think that Jared Polis and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and I can go down the list, care more about the power. And that's why I'm begging you folks in District 7 to vote for Casper over Ed Perlmutter. I'm begging you in District 6 to vote for Steve House over Jason. I can't even think of his name now. Shows you how much I've forgotten about him. But anyway, made a fool of himself at the impeachment hearings. So, yes, I just think that by having Donald Trump is a businessman. He looks at things through a business filter. But Democrat politicians look at things through their ideology. You know what? The thing that bugs me the most is whether it's the Douglas County, Tri-County's health director or the mayor of Denver or the governor of the state or so many of these people that are laying down the rules for you, they are still getting paid. And don't think they're doing it in the public interest. They are doing it in their power interest. And I'll just tell you something. That's why this article that I read you, in the lockdown fight for local control, Colorado counties begin to ignore state edicts. Counties are telling the governor, we're opening up because it takes too long for you to go through the variants, for you to go through the requirements to let these restaurants open. And it was Memorial Day weekend last weekend when hundreds of restaurants across the state said, we are opening up, Gov, and we don't care what you think. And you do not have enough law enforcement agencies to go around and enforce this if hundreds and hundreds open up and you don't know who they are and you don't know where the list is. And all of a sudden, the variances start to get approved. Churches start to say, just like they did in California, 1,200 churches said, we're opening. Because you know what? How many different law enforcement agencies would it take to go around to 1,200 churches and cite them and perp walk the preachers out of there? United States of America, and you can't go to church? What the hell is that all about? 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. All right, I understand we have a caller, but I don't know the name. Go ahead. Let's go to Randy. Randy, welcome to the show.
Hey, happy Pentecost Day, Mike.
Same to you, Randy. You want to know something? I consider myself to be a good Christian. A month ago, I didn't know what Pentecost Day was.
No, and you know what? I just learned it's 50 days after Easter is when it always happens.
Well, and I found out because, you know, you may have tuned in, may or may not have tuned in. I went on a rant about 3 weeks ago, and I got the minister at the little church I go to in Castle Rock, and they have a council meeting of churches, 30, 40, 50 churches in Douglas County every Thursday. And he said, for an hour we talk about issues, and we pray. And I said, well, you ought to carve out some time there to send a letter to Polis and say, on Memorial Day, what better? Randy, I know, I recognize Randy's voice. Vietnam veteran, 101st Airborne Division. I served in the United States Army, 3rd Infantry Division. You know what? One of the foundations of this country is our religious freedom. And
right.
What better day to open the churches than Memorial Day, May 24th, when we celebrate those who died to protect those freedoms. And you know what? It was only when churches started saying, we're opening up. We don't give a damn what you say, Governor. We'll fight you in court. That, you know, have you noticed that everything was on hold at the governmental level in Colorado? Everything was on a TFN till further notice. Well, it might be this week, and it might be another week, and when this week is over, it might be two more weeks. And it was that inability for anybody to say the curve's flat, the hospital's got plenty of beds, we haven't overrun the medical system. It was only when people started saying, you know what, we're going out and we're going to sit in the park and we're going to have the family over for a buffet and we're going to go to church, and that things began to open.
Absolutely. It's absolutely crazy to me that this country was founded on a freedom of religion. And what do we shut down? We shut down churches. What do we leave open? We leave open Walmart and the grocery stores. And I understand that. It's essential. People need food. People need those things. But don't take away my freedom of religion.
People say they close churches and they leave the liquor stores open. Well, that blockhead Michael Hancock, who runs the city of Denver, frighteningly, he says, well, we're going to close the liquor stores. And you saw what happened. A friend of mine, a guy that travels with me on some of my group trips, happened to be standing in a liquor store on Colfax when the mayor announced that they were going to close the liquor stores at 5 o'clock that day. He said it was about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He was just buying a few bottles of wine. He said the front door opened and it didn't close for about an hour. He said it was like a tsunami of people said, baloney. We're going to get our liquor. And all of a sudden, the knuckleheaded mayor says, well, you know, you think that he has some advisors. You think that he would have some advisors that would say, hey, Mr. Mayor, you may want to rethink this. Did you think about how Prohibition worked out? This is not going to happen. So, anyway,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm on a rant now.
Yeah, no, I agree. I said that all along. Said have advisors on that. But one thing I want to say, I'm a Colorado resident, as you well know, and I just hope the people of Colorado are really, really happy to vote in a mayor of the largest city in this state, Denver, and a governor that, at the best of the governing they can do, is mediocre. You shut down liquor stores, and I don't care about the marijuana stores, but still, you shut that down for 2 hours. People got T-shirts that says, "I survived the shutdown for 2 hours on the liquor and the marijuana." This is absurd. The leadership is totally lacking in this state. You can look at other states.
Well, and you know what, though? That's what happens when you vote Democrat.
Right,
I don't care
exactly.
If you vote Democrat for president, governor, mayor, or dog catcher. This is what you get. And, you know, I know that there's people screaming at the radio right now, well, I didn't vote for him. We voted Jared Polis governor, because collectively we are a voting entity here in the state. I didn't vote for him either. And Randy, I feel reasonably comfortable saying that you probably didn't either. But you want to know something? Maybe the Republican Party in 2022 can come up with somebody that's not named Bob Beaupre or Walker Stapleton to run. And then maybe there's a fighting chance. Bill Owens carried the state twice.
Absolutely he did. And unfortunately, that's the last Republican governor we had. And people have felt however they want to feel about electing the governors they have. But what I'm so disappointed in is the state.
We talk about the Californication of Colorado. Let me just tell you something. Go out to California. I'm from there. My daughter lived there when she was in college, and I go out and visit her. You cannot believe. Listen, they've already announced that the budget shortfall for the state of Colorado is going to be $3 billion. That's about 10% of the budget. Denver, which is perfectly happy to shut down everything, relying on tourism and conventions and so forth, is going to be somewhere around $180 to $200 million on their budget. Well, I got to tell you something. If you think that they are coming anywhere other than for your wallet, Mike Boyle, Randy, or any other listener, then you are delusional. If you don't think that there's going to be an increase in property taxes, sales taxes, a removal of the senior and veterans property tax
exemption
or whatever you get, if you don't think that they're going to come for your money, and they're still all getting paid, I don't know where they are today, but I guarantee you they're on full salary. And so consequently, I think that the people ought to be a little upset being ruled, not governed, ruled by people that are getting their full checks. And that's why I say, you know what, go out to a restaurant. And if the restaurant wants you to wear a mask, wear a mask. If the restaurant says stand outside, you decide if you want to stand outside. But get out there, get into some of these places, and try to help some of these people that have been literally crippled by the mandates of this state.
Well, let's give them free kindergarten.
Hang in there, Randy. Hang in there. I got to take a break. The music tells me I got to take a break. We'll carry you through if you want. I'm Mike Boyle, and we'll be right back on The Restaurant Show.
While Joyce's Famous Pizza didn't like the Great American Shutdown and what it did to businesses all over the metro area, she was really set up for takeout and delivery more than most, because that's what most of her business is anyway. Joyce's Famous Pizza is a small place anyway. Located at 2120 South Broadway, just south of Evans, Joyce's only has about five or six tables, so most people stop by and take her amazing pizza home with them. And of course, Joyce's has always delivered. Joyce's is open for business both lunch and dinner 7 days a week, beginning at 11 o'clock. Also, while Joyce is known for her pizzas, don't forget the sub sandwiches on homemade bread, the salads, pasta dishes, and calzones. Everything can be picked up or delivered. You can call in your order and it will be waiting for you when you arrive. Joyce's number is 303-777-4992. That's 303-777-4992. Joyce's has been around since 2008. And remember, she serves a big pie, 16 inches, with plenty of toppings to choose from. She also has a great pizza by the slice lunch special. So check out Joyce's Famous Pizza, 2120 South Broadway, and be looking for some of her social media deals and the occasional Saturday specials offered on Mike's website at MikeBoyle.com. These specials can really save you some money.
Hey, everybody. I was talking to Mike this week, and he was telling me about how crazy the restaurant business is right now. Some are open for limited business. Others just decided to close for the duration of the shutdown. Some are open for takeout and delivery, and others for takeout only. Some are offering specials, others not. Well, the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group, owners and operators of the independent Salsa Brava Mexican Grills and the Urban Eggs, a daytime eatery, they're no different. Randy Price, founder, is a very talented guy. He feels a deep obligation to the dining public, but has also felt that he had to make an adjustment or two. Maybe even three. So find out what Salsa Brava and Urban Eggs are offering. Their days and hours of operation, check out their respective websites in your area. Urban Eggs serve wonderful breakfasts and lunches, and for Mexican food, Salsa Bravas cannot be beat. Oh, and you might notice that Salsa Brava has come up with a half gallon of margarita special for only $20. Everything is takeout, but just because things are a little goofy right now doesn't mean that you have to deprive yourself. So stop by a local Urban Egg daytime eatery or the Salsa Brava Mexican Grill in your area.
Remember what your mother said. Start your day with a good breakfast, maybe a big breakfast burrito or a nice pupusa. Well, you can get either or both at Mile High Pupusas at 2504 Old Hamden Road, just west of Santa Fe in Inglewood. Mile High Pupusas is owned and operated by the husband and wife team of Josh and Myrna Benavides. He wanted to specialize in Mexican food, but since Myrna is from El Salvador, she also wanted to feature some of the native foods of her native country. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, serving not only breakfast, but a wide selection of lunch and dinner items as well. It's located in a small, freestanding building with plenty of free parking. And even though they have four or five tables inside for dining in, it's really set up for takeout. From the minute they open their doors at 7 a.m., you'll see people piling in and loading up on their many specialties. Most people know what a burrito is, but try the pupusas. It's like a pita pocket, Salvadoran style. Dough with whatever fillings you select. No liquor license, but plenty of Pepsi products to quench your thirst. Mile High Pupusas. Say hello to Josh and Myrna. They're always there.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
All right, we're back at 11:53. I'm Mike Boyle, and we're going to go back to Randy, a caller from Castle Rock. You know, Randy, there's an old saying that everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go right now. You know, you and I are in chronologically, we're in good health, but we're in chronologically the high risk, whatever you want to call it. But I got to tell you something. I think it's a lot more important. That's one of the reasons I respect so much that Lieutenant Governor Patrick from Texas, who said he's 74 years old, and he says, you know what? You got to go on living your life. How would you like to be when, you know, we just had a wonderful guy. My neighbor just celebrated his 100th anniversary, or I beg your pardon, birthday, in a nursing home up in Lone Tree. World War II veteran, great pictures of going over on the troop ships and so forth and so on. And
Fritz.
Fritz, yeah. And he was let out of the
nursing home so that I think the nursing home lets six family members come so that they could stand 10 feet apart and say hello and so forth and so on. And he's got all his faculties. He's a great, great guy. But you know what? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be 80, 85, 90, 95, 100, and in some nursing home where nobody can visit me and I can't remember where I hid the Easter eggs. You know, I think that people ought to get out and live their lives. You got anything else, Randy? I'm just on a rant. Most people are probably glad the show's over.
Yeah, they're probably. I'm sure there's a group out there that's real happy that you and I are talking. We're going to be done here in a minute. But no, I just want to say I agree with what you say. That I think we've had mediocre leadership, especially from a governor that wants to become the president of the United States. It scares me that this is the way he would run the country in a pandemic situation.
Randy? I'll tell you something. He's done more harm. He's done irreparable harm in many cases. I'll tell you that, and I can name some of these things. But I'll tell you this, Randy. Cancel the St. Patrick's Day parade. Cancel St. Patrick's Day. Canceled the chance for Easter and Mother's Day to be big celebrations like they are. Canceled the Veterans Day or the Armed Forces Day parade. I wonder in the Memorial Day parade, and people couldn't go out in large groups to the cemeteries to pay honor to those that have fought and died for these freedoms. I'll ask you a question, and it's somewhat rhetorical. Do you think the Gay Pride weekend will come off in June, or do you think it'll be canceled?
Oh, I think it definitely should probably happen because what's the governor going to do on that
it's
day?
It's going to come off. You know what? We can't have the Taste of Colorado in September. Anyway, I've said enough on that. 303. Well, wait. Randy, thanks for the call. I don't have time to give out the number anymore. Let's go to Ken in Evergreen. Ken, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I've only got a minute or so for you. What's going on? Happy Sunday.
Well, you know, you got me cranked up. And I agree pretty much with everything you said and most of your callers, except for the one lady that couldn't make up her mind. But, you know, I ran into a little Carl's Jr. They're they're just a chain of franchise or whatever.
Sure,
a little burger
out of California,
shop.
Of course, out of Anaheim.
Yeah. And, you know, I go up there to, in fact, I'm going when your show's over, up to Idaho Springs. And they got some kids working there. They're very polite. The service is good. Mm-hmm. The food's good. And yep. And the value's good. And I just, you know, I know you generally promote other types. And I'm not kidding. Nobody's paying me to say this. I'm just telling you it's a neat little restaurant.
I love Carl's Jr. Yep.
Yeah.
They're a Southern California group. Carl Karcher has done a wonderful job. And as a matter of fact, was in the running for a cabinet position with President Trump. And I don't remember exactly why he withdrew his name or why his name was withdrawn. I think Carl's Jr., Ken, does a great, great job. And I've got to tell you something. I like their ads. That probably makes me a sexist in the minds of a lot of people. But
before we're out of time, I just want to say to your listening public, you know, folks, you know, Boyle here, this is what you call courage. This is what you call living his life. You know, without a fear driving the bus. And I think, you know, there's too much fear going around. And if you folks want a role model, it's right here. You don't have to go any farther. You could, if you look, I'll take good leadership wherever I find it. Anyway, with that, I'll let you go. You take care of yourself, huh?
Ken, I thank you so. And I got to tell you something, what a wonderful way personally to end the show. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that. And I think that whether it's an opinion about a restaurant, a recommendation of a movie, a suggestion of a book, or where I stand politically on not only politics but social issues, it's called The Mike Boyle Show. And I'm sorry, folks, but that is what you are going to get. Can you enjoy that big old burger at Carl's Jr.? I love their ads, I love their burgers, and I love you listening to the show. Folks, I hope you have a great rest of the day. Ron and Morrison, we're going to give you a call because we're going to send you a $50 gift certificate to Trestle's Coastal Cuisine, and you are going to love it. Check out my website, folks, at MikeBoyle.com. That's MikeBoyle.com. Check out my daughter's website at
Gusto, Mexico, G-U-S-T-O, GustoMexico.com. I hope you have a great week, everybody. Get out there, visit restaurants, visit the parks, get some vitamin D, get some exercise, and I'll talk to you next Saturday on Mike Boyle, Restaurant Joe.